Welcome to this mini podcast series about strengths and weaknesses of the hospitality industry in the Romandie. In the past 6 months, our team carried out 45 mystery hotel visits for the Regional Association of Hotellerie Suisse Romandie ARH. This means members of our team visited each of the hotels subscribed, acted like a normal guest, and identified areas where the hotel did not meet the guest's expectations. We summarized our findings in a report and discussed actionable recommendations for improvements of the operation with the hoteliers. The hotels visited included 2-star family-run hotels up to 5-star hotels managed by an international chain. The hotels were located in the cantons of Vaud, Jura, Fribourg and Neuchâtel. In this mini-podcast series, we share our observations and give tips on how hoteliers can improve their guests' experience. Hi, Gary. It's very nice to do another mini series for a podcast with you about our findings of our 45 mystery shops in the Romandie. And in this episode, we wanted to talk about a little bit about what has impressed us, the strength of the hotels that we've seen. What were the things that impressed you the most of the hotels that we have visited?
Hi, Bettina and everyone. 45 hotels, great impression from the western part of Switzerland, which is sometimes so foreign for us Swiss Germans. And it was a great dive into hospitality in the western part of Switzerland. And what impressed me, if it's two things that impressed me most, was one is how open all the hoteliers were for our view, for our input, this outside view. Really open for that. And the other one is the passion for the job with the people we interacted on all levels. If it was room service, if it was on the reception, it was the owners, really, really passionate. And I really, really liked that.
Yeah.
So what was it for you then?
For me, I think I have two things as well. One is similar to what you said. So I think in many hotels, we have seen the owner or the patron very visibly. So be it in his or her role as a chef of the kitchen, be it as head of service, etc. I found that we have seen or visited a lot of hotels in which we have seen the owner very visibly. And that is a great signal to guests, right? You start identifying a hotel with a person, which automatically gives it a very personal touch and a very special and unique touch, which other hotels obviously can't imitate. So I think that was one thing. This very high visibility of owners. And the other one was, I felt that in many hotels that we visited, we have seen regional unique selling points. So be it that the culinary aspect was highlighted or the apéro that Western Switzerland does so well, or be it in the Lavaux, the wine region, that they have really created experiences around the wine. In many hotels, they have done a good job in highlighting what makes them special. And as well here, obviously, that then is a very difficult point to imitate of hotels outside of that region. So I was really impressed by that. I thought about that, and we have talked about this before, but what do you think are the largest differences between hospitality in the Romandie, so French-speaking part, and the hospitality we see here in the German-speaking part of Switzerland?
Yeah, I mean, besides the professional view on it is, of course, the personal touch. And that is exactly what I think it is. It is this, what we Swiss German lack very often is this warm personal side of life. And so being more personal is something that I see in the Romandie and in the best sense of a bit less commercial. So not everything I do is about money, but it's, as you said before, it is because I'm coming from the region. It's because I love this wine. And sometimes it is, I love this wine, so you have to love it as well. But a bit of a different story. But I think this Latin touch is something we are lacking a bit in the German part of Switzerland.
Yeah, I fully agree. It's a little bit more slowed down in a good way, in a very good way, slowed down, taking time from food and wine, for the savoir être, savoir vivre. And I really like that as well. You're right.
Yeah, we Swiss Germans should enjoy that a bit more. And for me, this was like a first time in my centuries nearly of life that I've been to the western part of Switzerland in a professional hospitality perspective. I've been abroad a lot. I've been to German-speaking Switzerland a lot. I haven't been to Western Switzerland. And how impressive it is, how different it is in our very small country.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree. And that's interesting that it's still new things to discover, right?
Yeah.
Another point that we have discussed a little bit already as well during that process, but we wanted to bring up here, what we have done is we have visited 2-star hotels up to 5-star hotels. And in the next episode, we will discuss as well some of the findings that we have seen, of course, that is independent of the star ratings. After doing this in such a compact way and seeing so many hotels of different positionings in so little time, what is your view or what has impressive for you in terms of star ratings and how well it is linked to the experience, or maybe how not well it is linked to the experience?
I think this part is not specific to the Romandie.
Yeah.
It is in general in the hospitality, but it is a great 2-star experience beats any not so great 4-star or 5-star experience. And it is the touches, it is the being authentic, it is putting the guests' needs in the middle of all we do. And that is then very personal. And it's the individuals in the hotels who make that difference. And the question is probably more, where does the experience start? Does it already start with the website and the booking process? Or does it only start when you get to the hotel? And of course, there is sometimes the even financial possibilities for a smaller, lower-rated hotel, it's more difficult to start creating that experience at a very early stage, but we'll have that in a later series as well. And in general, stars matter less. It is really how quickly does a place engage me as a guest with the place. And so we have a couple of really great examples here and a couple of others, of course, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think it's now that we're in a phase or currently where the trend is going more towards experience. If I look at history of hospitality, you know, when it started in the 50s, 60s and it was standardized and everybody was happy that it looks the same. And I think now we're slightly moving away from that. More people can afford it to travel, etc. More and more we are aware of that creating an experience must be the focal point. So I think it's important that certain tangible items are done well, and there is a desk and that there is the hairdryer of X wattage, etc. And I think then there is a whole new part of how do we capture the experience part, and how do we communicate this to guests beforehand, how the experience was. And I think star ratings there as well in a change in how do we make this more understandable for a guest before they go.
I think the star rating might have to evolve from going away from square meters in the room and minibar or not, but much more into the experiences. And so I like the business hotel or the family hotel, and then generate and deliver a business experience. So I want to have a quick lunch, a light lunch. I want to be a healthy lunch, or I'm there with my family where I want a bigger table. I want a comfy chair, and it's okay if it takes longer and all that. So and so that also means I am addressing a specific segment and exclude others through the experience. And that is fine, because then I'm standing for something. I think that is the standing for something, being authentic and all that goes beyond star rating.
Yeah, absolutely. And for that, again, right, you don't have to, or it doesn't matter if you're a 2-star or a 5-star. There are certain things that are different, of course, but standing for something and knowing whom you attract and what you're doing to attract those people, those guests, that you can do whatever your positioning or whatever your rating.
And so the point is, know your strengths,
yep,
and then strengthen your strengths.
Yeah.
I think to me that is kind of summarizing this whole thing.
Absolutely.
Know your strengths and then strengthen your strengths, because it's less expensive and easier than start working on your weaknesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Bettina. Talk soon.
Talk soon. We are Chi and B Travel and Hospitality Partners, and you have been listening to an episode of our mini-series Hospitality in the Romandie, in which we discuss our observations taken from 45 mystery visits of hotels throughout the French-speaking part of Switzerland. You can find more about us via www.chinbconsulting.com. If you haven't yet, subscribe to, rate, and review this podcast on your preferred platform. Thank you for listening.